Yep.
Just because you have an idea, it belongs to you. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb MFS.
I seem to have fallen out of time.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Let's face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have got to tell you the most important thing you've ever heard.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Cook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds.
Thank you.
I know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Baby, I'm high on the wheel.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's no ordinary radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, sometimes political speeches and real-world historical events, all mixed on top of and in between a crazy selection of genre jumping music each week with a different theme. You know, one of my favorite albums ever is Wendy Carlos's epic Sonic Seasonings, which was originally released in 1972, and that was on a double vinyl album. Yes, long playing vinyl discs. So each side of this two-record album had a 20-something minute ambient piece about each of the four seasons. And this was following up on the Baroque Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons, where he had that same idea a couple hundred years before, a piece for each one of the seasons. It's a great gimmick. Yeah, it's more than a gimmick, but Wendy Carlos explored this in 1972, and sometime after I started doing a show here on WMFO, in September 2004 was my first regularly scheduled show, I decided that I would each season broadcast one of those pieces along with the corresponding violin concerto from Vivaldi. Well, the time for that this autumn is now. And this year I came up with a kind of crazy way to explore that in a different way. I've been playing around for a while with audio pitch bending. Pitch shifting and pitch bending. And, to get a little technical, one of my favorite techniques is to use a custom envelope, a kind of template or command set that says to start at normal pitch and then take, for whatever it is that you're going to do this on, start at normal pitch and then take over a little half the time of whatever the track length is to fall downwards a full octave. And then from there, go back up in pitch about twice as fast and then keep going up, eventually reaching 9 semitones higher than the original. And so far this evening, you've heard that 3 times in different ways in the intro. At the real beginning, and then in that public service message about getting your flu vaccination, I did that twice, and each time the narrator went in before the little skit parts there. So, as you've noticed, it sounds pretty crazy when that happens with human voices. In fact, right now, why don't we just go ahead and do this once more with another public service message so you see how crazy it is. This is going to be the Ohio Outdoor Notebook.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through.
leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palate.
Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Yeah, so that's one way that it sounds. Thank you, Josiah Wade, for that fine pitch bent public service message. So it sounds pretty crazy, yeah, when human voices are involved. But I got to wondering how it would sound on longer instrumental pieces. And I experimented a bit, and, you know, as it turns out, it's definitely different. But it's not as crazy as you might think. And so that's what we're going to be exploring a bit. Not the whole show, definitely, but a bit on tonight's Tears of the Gods. And yeah, this being a Tears of the Gods, we've got some features for you. We've got two featured bands, in fact, celebrating the way leaves turn not only red and yellow, but sometimes even purple. We're going to be hearing from Deep Purple and a pioneering heavy metal band, started out in the late 1960s and has still been going for decades with different lineup changes. But what we're going to be hearing is the Ritchie Blackmore's period from the early 1970s. So Deep Purple, and then Ritchie Blackmore's another band that he's been in for a really long time after that, called Blackmore's Night, which is more a folk medieval renaissance influenced band, much more acoustic in nature than the classic heavy metal of Deep Purple. But you're going to hear both, because those are our features. And Blackmore's Night also, the only two people that have been constant in its long history has been Ritchie Blackmore and his beautiful and very talented singer wife, Candice Knight. So we're featuring songs from their 2011 album, Autumn Sky, plus a bunch of early 1970s Deep Purple songs. Our format is 3 half-hour-ish long main sets after our intro, which, as far as the music, we heard Highland from Blackmore's Night and Autumn Sky, of course, and then Black Night from Deep Purple. And yeah, Blackmore's Night, Black Night, you get it, yeah. So in the and you know, there's a lot of people who think that Ritchie Blackmore's change, his evolution from being a one of the world's leading heavy metal guitar players, a pioneer, yeah, to folk and medieval renaissance music is a crazy thing, but I think it makes all sense. If you listen to the classical kind of music that Deep Purple was doing with John Lord, their organ player, who you're going to be hearing two songs from Deep Purple in the next set, and John Lord playing his Hammond C3 organ, it's sometimes he's like playing it like it's a rhythm guitar, rhythm jazz organ, and then other times he's doing dual leads with Ritchie Blackmore. Yeah, the really cool stuff. Also in the next set, I've got a Pet Shop Boys song going out to Savoir Faire, The Samurai in Autumn. We're both big Pet Shop Boys fans. Also some Moody Blues, Forever Autumn. And yes, we're going to be hearing Vivaldi's Fall, my pitch bent, falling down in pitch and then rising ever higher. But first, let's start off with a song from Ritchie Blackmore's Night. And this is called Dance of the Darkness, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage as we celebrate fall on WMFO in Medford.
Radio.
Speaks the rat that would be my ears.
Too many ears tie a rat's tongue.
Thank you.
Oh, look, can't you leave me alone? I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this before.
Things have fallen off me. It's embarrassing.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and the theme for this week's sound collage is autumn, falling down in pitch and then rising even higher. And we're featuring guitarist Richie Blackmore's band's Deep Purple, a heavy metal outfit, a pioneering hard rock heavy metal outfit, and his later band, his current band, Blackmore's Night, which is a kind of British folk medieval Renaissance influenced band. In that last set, we heard Blackmore's Night to begin with from their Autumn Sky album. That was Dance of the Darkness. And then it was over to Deep Purple in Rock. That's the name of the album. And we heard a deep cut called Flight of the Rat, preceded by a little drop in there from the movie The Ten Commandments. A little clip with the Edward G. Robinson and Yul Brynner talking about a rat's ear. And then one of the other pitch-bending features of this episode, we heard the Baroque Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi's Violin Concerto Fall from his Four Seasons Suite. And what I did there is I, over the course of its 6 minutes and 19 seconds, I manipulated it with some pitch bending that took it down to a full octave in pitch, falling down and then going up about twice as fast as it came down, eventually reaching 9 semitones higher than the original. And from there, we segued into the Pet Shop Boys and the Samurai in Autumn, followed by the Moody Blues and Forever Autumn. And we concluded the set with Deep Purple's Eponious track from their Fireball album. And I just love the sound of John Lord's mighty Hammond C3 jazz organ playing both lead and rhythm. Yeah, well, it was a jazz organ. That's the way musicians thought of it and the way it appeared in bands before John Lord got a hold of it and invented that style of heavy metal music with Richie Blackmore and his other band colleagues. So backing me up right now is another selection from this kind of ambient album called Nature Selects, Nature Enhanced with Music. We heard Autumn Symphony in the first music break there, and this one is called, this one is Ocean Relaxing Surf. And this is going to nicely segue us into